Let's check out the teams.
It's a Monday, and time to take a look back with Falcons Monday.
Falcons Monday is presented by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Woo! Bring them out.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. About five or six more outings by Kirk Cousins like that, he'll be calling Mark Spain.
We can go down that route all day. Let me tell you something right now, and I was talking to some guys on the socials. There's at least three names that will be ahead of him on the way out of town before he's
right
financially, before he's
it's Nathan Peterman time. That's all we
do. Yeah. It feels like what we saw at time yesterday.
All right, let's go to Tinker Taylor, Soldier Spy up in Kennesaw. Good morning, Tink.
What up, Tink?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I got two, and I'll be quick about it. First, with the Falcons, nothing can simulate true game speed and game situations. Even if you only play a series of two during the preseason, it showed. And what is the point of being healthy if you're just going to suck? And my second one is to the new guy in our fantasy league, flipping lip all week. Let's just say I took that boy out to the woodshed. Y'all be good.
What's the point of being healthy if you're going to suck?
There's nothing better than the new guy in the fantasy league getting his butt whooped, isn't there? Like, yeah.
Coming in all mouthy.
Yeah, mouthy, just the gets hubris. Smoked.
That's pretty funny. There's nothing like being very visibly and verbally upset about your team losing, but at least your fantasy team took it to the new guy.
All right, let's go up to Ackworth and Lake Allatoona and Paul. What's going on, Paul?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's Paul?
Up, hey, I'm originally from Pittsburgh. I've been down here about 15 years now. I do enjoy watching the Falcons. Yesterday was kind of torn game for me. But for the callers on Friday who kept saying that Kirk was going to throw for 400 yards against Pittsburgh's defense, kind of delusional there. Pittsburgh's got a pretty solid defense. The good news is that Atlanta's not going to see anybody near the caliber of T.J. Watt for the rest of the year, pretty much. The preseason thing, you can hound on it like Mike was saying. I'm glad you brought up the Kyle Pitts thing, Mike. He's soft. He's nowhere near the player he was in college. And that's all I got to say. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Two things. Don't underestimate how good Alex Highsmith is on the other side. That guy's had double-digit sacks in a season as well. I think he had 14 a couple years ago. I would also tell you that Kyle Pitts did not block much in college either.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that he's not the same player.
Blocking. He's talking about blocking.
But he was never a good blocker in college. Just to clear the record, but he has not been the receiver the last 2 years that he was in college. I'll agree with that.
Well, I do want to point this out. And just to be clear, Paul, we had one caller that said 400 yards for Kirk Cousins,
yeah,
and we all kind of gassed. And
No.
Because this is a top five unit, in my opinion, defensively, and you were that guy. You were that team last year. Covered it during the pregame yesterday. In terms of 10-play drives, I think this was the best team in the NFL. And then you went and added an all-pro caliber linebacker in Patrick Queen from Baltimore. So, yeah, I mean, you have some really good players. It's a really good defense. I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. I don't think they'll face anybody the caliber of T.J. Watt. You might face better defensive units as a whole. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. That is the good – that's the sigh of relief.
Well, I think you hit on your draft pick with Peyton Wilson, too, that dude.
Yeah, he was very good.
He was a beast in college, and he was very good yesterday.
But, I mean, Minka Fitzpatrick, Joey Porter
All
Jr.,
pro.
Alex Highsmith, Patrick Queen, T.J. Watt, Cameron Hayward, Benton is a hell of a player. Ogunjobi is a very good player.
Just to be clear, that's not to excuse anything we saw offensively. And I know you're not trying to.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm actually backing up Paul's point.
Yeah,
that,
Paul.
That and he said they're good. I think he's wrong. I think they're a great defense. I think they're a top 10 defense easily in the NFL. And, in fact, last year they were that. I mean, they were the sixth best scoring defense in football last year. So
Russell Wilson starts next week. He didn't lose his gig yesterday.
No, if he's healthy.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. There are right tackles and tight ends who can chip and block T.J. Watt effectively at times. You're not going to be able to score six field goals every week and beat teams in the NFL. It happened, but I don't think it's a week in, week out thing.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike is on the bluff. What bluff are you on? Don't jump.
I'm from the bluff. From the A.
All right, guys.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Check it out, man. I want to become a member of Squid Nation, and I want to say friends don't let friends join the mafia.
My man.
Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
Don't you mess with him. Don't you mess with Mike from the bluff.
What in God's name are we doing here? Calm down.
Mike, proceed with your call, sir.
Yo, I went to the game, and Mike, just like you, I went back home and watched the film, and then I watched the Rams, and it's the same exact offense. People need to make sure we don't jump off the ledge too early. And it's true, Kirk Cousins should have played preseason. It's the timing. All the timing was off. But who's going to be our Cooper Kupp? Now, when it comes to Kyle Pitts, we got to learn how to lather him up and get him ready for the game. He's not a blocker. Squid, you're exactly right. He never did that in college. You got to get him in the game. The offense that I'm looking at, the Rams, they have no one like Kyle Pitts. We got to find a way to get him involved early to keep him engaged. I'm happy that the defense did what they did. I don't think we're going to face anyone that looks like the Steelers defense. Yeah, there's some big boys in Philly, but them big boys don't get tired. I love what I saw. The sky is not falling. I'm very optimistic. We held the field goals. Yeah, that's not going to happen all the time. But the defense looked good. We moved the ball up and down the field. We got to get a way to get Kyle Pitts involved. I'm out.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, be careful what you wish for. The humiliating initiation ritual that you have to go through to be in part of Squid Nation.
Yeah. End of the call.
I was a nobody before I joined the nation.
You know, y'all are so hateful. Both of you. This is where you want to be? This is where you would be when Jesus comes back, making fun of Squid Nation? I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Jesus is a member of the mafia.
that's our star player.
not a bust in the draft. All right, let's go to Meat in Atlanta. What up, Meat?
All right, what's up, Rob? Man, I want to get my man Rob some love, man.
Yes,
I want to be the honorary founder of Rob's Rejects.
Rob's Rejects, yes, I'll take it.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Beef.
Yes, sir.
Beef, I got a question for you.
Awesome. What a great name.
Beef, I got a question for you. How did you get your nickname?
I don't know. It's something that came from my group. It's from my grandmother that just always called me since a kid. But for my the wake-up call is for my Falcon fans. Don't be discouraged or dismayed. The defense played tremendous. They gave up 6 field goals. That's not going to happen people are not going to beat you with 6 field goals every week. So do not be discouraged. We still going to win 11 games. I'm out.
Fear not.
Dude,
the founding member of
right
Rob's
now.
Rejects has spoken.
I love
I'm
it.
All
that's
about
a,
this right
that
now.
Is that is great. I'm going to have to make the Squidbilly t-shirt collection is going to have a new shirt. It's going to be a Rob's Rejects.
I'll be honest, I did not foresee that we would have any callers that would have a more positive outlook than what I'm having right now.
Right.
But yeah, that's exactly the good vibes I'm getting. So shout out to them.
They must be Twitterless, Mike.
Well, I think that's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. They got off there a long time ago.
All right, let's go down to College Park, where most of my family is buried. College Park Cemetery, by the way. And James, good morning, James.
Thanks for that.
I don't know.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say two things. One, is there a reason why Kirk wasn't trying to, come out, like the single back right by? He just stayed in, almost shotgun, pistol all game. And two, what's going on with the Red Zone scoring, man? Hashtag Big Squid Billy Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh,
what's right.
going on?
Well, luckily, I think you were one of two, right, Mike? That Pitts touchdown was...
Yeah, that was right there at the end.
You
set up with a field goal on the first drive. I don't know that you got in the red zone in the second half, did you?
No, you did not.
So,
do the reads.
And James, I think... Listen, that's a conversation we've been trying to kind of cross the threshold of all day, is the reason... Because there's two options here, and I'll kind of rehash this for anybody that's just now tuning in. There's two options here. Number one, Kirk is still healthy, and Zach Robinson's game plan was bad, or Zach Robinson's game plan was trying to take care of Kirk Cousins' legs and did not want to use him at all in the bootleg, the play action, any of the other stuff where he had to actually be mobile.
Where was Tyler Allgeier yesterday?
Only
3 carries.
Only just ripping off maximum gains on the three that he had.
Yeah.
Just frustrating.
They had some multiple back sets throughout the game. Probably, maybe I want to say around 7 to 10, but he only got 3 carries. Here's the thing for me about the bootleg talk. I understand that being it going in, saying, look, I don't want to put Kirk out there in a tough situation, first game back with T.J. Watt out there. But after every time you saw how after that first drive, T.J. Watt was just viciously crashing that run game, at what point do you go, let's do a little play action here, boot, and get it out to maybe a Kyle Pitts out there and just let him eat? That would be that's just the baffling part of it.
Correct. And we talked earlier when we did the breakdown, ESPN Stats and Info had the breakdown, shotgun, pistol, whatever it may be. The fact that you were, 83% to run out of pistol and did not boot out of pistol. You can boot out of pistol. That's why won't you understand it? You can boot out of pistol. You can. They chose not to.
Give him a different look.
I don't understand. But I think a lot of the conversation, Rob, is, hey, you don't put him under because you don't want him to have to, fake the handoff and take the drops. You put him under the center because, Kirk's Achilles. You can still boot out of pistol. It still happens. People do it all the time. Yet we chose not to at all, period, yesterday.
You can play action and a shotgun. I saw Tim Tebow do it all the time. He would play action himself.
Well, it's hard. I'll say this. It's hard to run wide. It's hard to run wide zone out of shotgun in the NFL. That's one of the big things. But you can. The reason you get into pistol is to run wide zone. That's exactly what you saw yesterday.
Hey, what are you doing on Wednesday, October 2nd at 7:30? Well, if you're fifth caller, 404-726-0929, you'll be going to see Atlanta United take on Montreal Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Fifth caller, the game is October 2nd at Mercedes-Benz, 7:30 p.m. Coming up next, I'm going to talk to my man, one of my favorite Falcons of all time. That would be number 16, David Archer. Coming up next.